So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hi guys, Dr. Berg here. I had another question someone wanted to know. Will many small meals throughout the day enhance my metabolism? I mean, they hear from some people that, oh, you know what? You know the reason why you're not losing weight is because you're not eating enough. Okay? So let's just talk about the truth of that. The answer to this is no. Consuming more small meals will not increase your metabolism, but it will increase your hunger. Let's just take a look at what happens. When you eat, you trigger insulin. Okay, so you just ate, you get your blood sugars that went up, insulin just went up. Okay, what's gonna happen is insulin is taking all the sugar out and it's gonna bring the blood sugars down to end up with a low blood sugar. Okay, so insulin brings the sugar out of the blood and brings it down. And what happens when it's low, that's when you get hungry. That's when you crave. For example, if you eat pure sugar, or let's say you go to a Chinese restaurant and you have rice, MSG, meat, you know, sugary sauce all together, and you eat it, you're gonna be hungry about a half hour to an hour later, right? A lot of real thirsty and really hungry. Go to a fast food place, MSG, all sugar, all refined carbs, you spike insulin, it comes down, now you're hungry. Hungry does not mean your metabolism is working more. That's the false information, okay? It means that you're just hungry and your blood sugars are low. What's really happening is the insulin spike is going to prevent you from burning fat. It's going to eventually lead to insulin resistance. And that is going to create a what's called a plateau or a set point that you will not be able to go past when you try to lose weight. All the fat will be converted to the belly, okay? So frequent meals is not good. So what I'm saying is not to consume less food or less calories. I'm just saying consume less meals, okay? We want to keep the calories the same, two big meals or three meals that are separated without snacks. The best thing to do is do intermittent fasting where you're consuming three meals, no snacks, or two meals, eventually no snacks. So you do one meal, no snacks in between, you drop insulin. That's when you're gonna start losing weight, lose your belly, eat again, and then boom, you're good. So that way you don't have that spike, you'll improve insulin resistance, you'll correct any type of pre-diabetes, and your metabolism will increase. Insulin is one of the hormones that is a counter hormone. It makes you fat, okay? Hope that clarified some things. Thanks for watching. Hi guys. Hey, listen, I created a pretty amazing evaluation quiz down below that actually analyzes your symptoms to find the cause, the root cause of all of your symptoms, the most likely cause. So take the quiz now and we'll send you a report. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.